Caballero. The desert is a very, very hot place. The sun beats down strongly, and there are no trees to give some shade. There are no houses at which to stop and rest. Some people were walking in the desert. They were hot, and oh, so very thirsty. Suddenly, what did they see? Could it really be? A tent in the middle of the desert? A tent with people living in it? To whom did this tent belong? Who lived in it? Then they saw a man with a friendly, smiling face. He came toward them. He invited them into his tent to rest. It was Avraham Avinu, who loved to invite guests into his home. Avraham Avinu made four openings in his tent. That's correct, you heard right. Four openings, one on each side. Why? Because whichever direction a tired person came, he could find a way to come right in. There was no need to walk around the tent looking for the opening. No, no, no. Near the tent, Avraham planted a tree. The purpose was to provide shade from the hot sun. Inside, the table was always set with fresh bread, cold water, and many delicious foods. Avraham would tell the guests to sit down and eat and drink. The guests would enjoy themselves so much. They would say,
"It's so good to have such a wonderful place to rest in the middle of the hot desert."
"Yeah, that's right. It's so great and wonderful to have a place to rest in the middle of the hot desert."
"Yes, it's wonderful to stop and eat and drink before we continue on our way."
"That's right."
The guests would finish eating and then say,
"We must thank you, Avraham, for all the delicious food."
"All that you did for us was so very good."
But Avraham would say, "It's not me that you must thank for the food you ate and the water you drank. Hashem is the one who makes it rain. It is He who creates fruits, vegetables, and grains. So now that we're done, we must remember to thank Hashem aloud together." In this way, Avram taught many people about Hashem and how to thank Him for everything that He made. One day, Abraham was not feeling well. Hashem knew that it would be hard for him to serve people on that day. So, he made the sun shine very strongly. This way, it was so hot that nobody wanted to leave his house, and Abraham didn't have any people to invite into his tent. But instead of being glad, Abraham was so very sad. He loved when people came. Hachnosas Orchim was his game. He sat down near the tent to rest, hoping to find at least one guest. Then, along came three men together. Hashem sent them to make Abraham feel better. They were really three malochim dressed as men. "Please come in," Abraham called to them. He gave them cold drinks and fresh food. He took care of them until they felt good. The Malachim healed him before going away and promised him a baby boy in a year from that day. Abraham and Sarah were very old already and still didn't have any children. One day, Hashem performed a great miracle. And a beautiful baby boy was born to them. Everyone was so excited. Abraham named the baby Yitzchak and thanked Hashem again and again. Sarah took care of the baby, and Abraham invited all the people to a big party. They all came to see the baby who was born to such old parents. When they saw the baby, they said,
"Oh, how sweet he is!"
"Yeah, he looks just like his father."
Everyone knew that Hashem had made such a big nace because Abraham and Sarah were very good people.